Picture description, advanced. A father and his son are preparing food in a nicely furnished, sunlit kitchen. Judging from the ingredients on the table, they might be cooking pancakes or scrambled eggs. Though the most famous and most successful chefs are almost exclusively male all over the world, it's still a rarity that men or fathers do the cooking at home. Cooking is a never-ending procedure and takes up a lot of time to feed a family with quality food. Most women enjoy the challenge that they have to invent and prepare new and varied dishes so that the family could eat healthy and scrumptious meals. On the other hand, there are women who find cooking an unbearable burden and can hardly fit it into their daily routine in our accelerated and rushing world. You don't have to be a feminist to say that it's quite unjust to women that, after spending long hours working away from home, they cannot rest and relax at home, but almost immediately they have to start a second shift and work again in the household, no matter how tired they are. Cooking and cooking techniques are as many-sided as people are. Different nations on different continents use various ingredients and consume different dishes. What is considered to be nourishing and palatable somewhere may be looked upon as disgusting and yucky in other parts of the world. The culinary delights of one culture may seem strange or even repulsive to others. Just think of the French who consider snails a treat, or the Chinese who consume dogs or cats, let alone other exotic nations that eat a variety of insects and other weird creatures, sometimes even raw. In the picture, we can just take a glimpse of an ongoing cooking session, but if you want more, there are television or YouTube programs or complete channels dedicated to cooking. That's beyond me why people find it entertaining and exciting to watch others chopping and mixing the different ingredients in the kitchen, but I certainly wouldn't pass judgment on them, and I accept that cooking is a highly prioritised activity for some. The greatest chefs, like Jamie Oliver or Gordon Ramsay, and some other highly decorated Michelin star chefs, have even achieved celebrity status. Maybe it's a source of inspiration for the everyday people, for whom cooking is just a chore, that this activity can be elevated to such a high status. Certainly, besides being tedious manual work and a routine job in the household, cooking can mean much more. It can provide an outlet for self-expression and creativity, or can express cultural or national identity. Also, preparing a delicious meal for our family or friends can be a means to express that we care about them, appreciate them, love them enough to go to great lengths to get something on the table in front of them, that they would eat with relish. Food, a basic necessity in our lives, can actually take on many added or even symbolic meanings.